morning, everybody. I'm Samurai Johnny.
Peter Parker. And Choo Choo's being a faggot again, and he's not on.
Well, what topic of discussion do you want to talk about today?
I don't know. That was supposed to be your job.
Well, fuck you then.
All right. Update on the social media. Have it up by Wednesday. It's a goal. Have it up by tomorrow.
Alright.
So you gotta do the Facebook. You remember the messages I sent you telling you the username and password for the email?
Fuck no.
On the group chat?
Nope.
I saved them all, don't worry.
Thank you.
I don't know if they'll save them on your phone, but does it work like that?
It should be. You should be able to save them and then screenshot them.
Okay. I'll do that. Because I don't want to do it all over. It took forever to type the fucking passwords.
Let's talk about weird shit we've seen in Walmart.
Ooh, fuck.
You want me to tell a story?
I've seen a white guy drive, like a teenage white guy driving like one of the little scooters things, and a teenage white girl is sitting in the basket.
That's not weird. That's relationship goals. The fuck?
No, they were random, I think.
Just two.
I just saw her walk over and just jump in it from like across the store.
It was meant to be. That is love at first sight.
Yes.
Friend. That is fucking love at first sight. So how did you and Daddy meet?
Well, he was riding in a Jazzy at Walmart. Hopped in that basket, then I hopped on that dick.
No, that'd be awful story for the kids.
Let me tell a story about when I was in Walmart. I've seen a lot of asshole kids in Walmart.
How'd your voice get that high?
Why?
Why?
You didn't get that high at first.
Well, like this?
Anyway.
Like this.
Anyway, have you ever been in Walmart and seen, like, some really fucking asshole kids?
Yeah.
Like, just some really fucking...
Who has it?
Bullshit little kids that you just want to slap the shit out of. I about threatened to beat the fuck out of this little kid in Walmart. Because I was walking around Walmart, and I went through the toy section, because I live childhood sometimes, and I like going and messing with the lightsabers. So I went into the toy section. This kid was throwing the biggest shit fit in all of history in the middle of the toy aisle. Crying, throwing toys, and just rolling around on the ground, and he was throwing a huge-ass shit fit. And I walked up to his mom, I was like,
I would ask for permission to whoop his ass.
Oh, I was about to. I was like, ma'am, have you ever whooped your kid's ass before? She's like, no. Like, I just don't know what to do. I was like, beat his ass when you get home. Do it. And you
an old-fashioned 20 lashes.
Yeah, 20 lashes with a fucking leather belt. That's what you should do. This goes up to any parents, teen parents, or any other just parents,
you know, no
listening
parents
to this.
You listen to this, right?
You never know. To any parents that are out there, beat your fucking kids' asses every once in a while. Just like
not just for no reason though.
Yeah,
for
not,
a reason.
Like if they're throwing a shit fit over fucking candy and they're bawling their eyes out and they're rolling around.
Especially if they're 16, because then they just need to grow up.
Yeah.
If they're teenagers,
whip their ass. Like, give them a good old like wood shit ass whipping with a belt.
We've been to Lowe's before, and this isn't something weird someone else has done, but something weird I've done. And they had, like, these mini plungers. So, me and my sister laid down on the floor, and he took two, and we were just plunging along the floor.
Okay, now that just sounds fucking fun.
It is. It's fun.
There was the time that me and my brothers, it was me and my older brother, we got lightsabers and put on Star Wars masks and started lightsaber battling in the middle of the store. We got yelled at and almost kicked out of Walmart for that.
I'd be like, we're gonna buy them!
Like, literally, it was a badass battle between me and my older brother. We were, like, spinning around, spinning the lightsabers over our heads and, like, trying to hit each other with them. A couple people walked by and thought we were probably autistic as fuck. So, yeah. Any other stories?
Your big brother or your little one?
Big brother. I said older brother.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't.
The audience knows I said older brother. I said the older brother like three times.
Oh, I got on your Instagram. I know. Trust me, I got the notifications.
Wait, where's Huntard at?
Where's Hunter's phrase of the day?
We forgot Huntard's phrase of the day.
Cunter.
Cunter, what's your phrase of the day?
Eat my ass.
Alrighty then. Do we have any other guests who want to be on here?
Yes, we have a special guest today.
What's up, fuckers?
Awful intro.
He sounded so unsure of himself, like, do I want to speak? He sounded so unsure. Okay.
Hey, do you have a vape?
Anyway, let's talk about times we've all done drugs.
I've never done drugs.
You've never done drugs?
No.
Oh, well, I feel like a piece of shit then. We all should tell stories of when we've done drugs.
I can't do that.
I'm not sure if the audience... Has the audience heard that time of when that dude crinkled the joint in his hand?
Yes, you told us last time.
Oh, dude, that was fucking scary as fuck. Ah, I don't think I told this story yet. Okay, audience. I used to smoke weed a lot when I was younger. And I went over to my friend's house, and we used to smoke weed. There was this kid that we invited over one time who had never smoked weed before. This was going to be his first time. This is going to be his first time trying anything like this.
Uh-huh, continue.
And what happened was he started out easy, took a couple puffs, and he was all right. After a while, when it really started hitting in, he started getting really fucking paranoid. And when he got paranoid, he got fucking worried. He got so damn worried.
Hi, buddy.
He started pacing the room back and forth. And what the fuck? He started pacing the room back and forth and was freaking the fuck out. And he's like, I gotta call my mom. Because he was smoking weed and he started freaking out.
So he was gonna call his mom?
Yeah, so we're like, no! So he slapped his phone out of his hand, tackled him to the ground. And we're like, no, you're not calling your mom. So after a while, when the buzz came down, we cheered him up with some pizza. And we cheered him up with a sweet tea and some pizza. And he didn't say anything. And that was my drug story. Or there's the couple of times I did shrooms. Right. Shrooms are fun.
What's a shroom?
Mushrooms.
Oh. I was like, shroom? It's not Minecraft. I'm not talking about mushrooms.
Pardon me while I text my girlfriend.
Commentating. You are my favorite lady?
Yes.
And after, I love you too.
You know what? You're just jelly.
No, I'm not.
You're just jelly.
No, I'm not. I don't want your girlfriend. You can keep her.
You're just jelly of my relationship. Look at this Hulk picture.
No, don't imagine.
That's a lovely Hulk picture. That's a lovely looking girlfriend you got, John.
Me and my quesadillas.
Your quesadilla. Quesadilla.
Dude, I can make some bomb quesadillas.
It's called you put cheese on a tortilla and then put tortilla on top.
No, like, listen. Audience. Honest opinion, if you all like this, like, favorite this as one of your favorites, I can make some pretty bomb quesadillas. How I do it is I take two flour tortillas.
Give me your address.
No, I take two flour tortillas, butter one side of each of the tortillas, heat the pan up, throw the butter side down on one of them, and then I sprinkle an ass load of cheese on it. Then I put the butter side up on top of it.
Most people do that.
And then once that starts browning, I flip it over, that starts cooking it more. And then once it's done, it's crispy, it's buttery, and it's salty and cheesy, and the cheese just melts.
Most people do that.
It's better than fucking Taco Bell.
Most people
suck my ass, Taco Bell.
You ever put Parmesan cheese in it?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Parmesan cheese? Yeah, hell yeah. Dude, I put an ass load of cheese on my quesadillas. Or my nachos. If I make nachos, I put a pile of cheese that's like about a half a foot tall.
You can't use nachos unless you have nacho cheese, though.
Dude, you can make some pretty bomb nachos.
I know you can, but like, I gotta use like nacho cheese and then add the other cheese.
Hell no. Sometimes I just eat straight cheese.
Me too.
Sometimes I'll just
like I said, I was hungry and I was locked out of the house, so I went into the fridge and we have like 30 things to like slice cheese. So I like eat one and covered it up to make sure they couldn't find out.
One time I was really hungry and bored and we didn't have anything, so I took our block of, I took a block of cheese, shredded some, took some mozzarella cheese out of a bag, sprinkled it, mixed it up, put it in the microwave, and microwaved it for like 45 seconds so it all melted together. Then I just peeled it off like a fucking cheese tortilla and then just ate it.
That's great.
It's not delivery, it's the struggle. Well, any more topics you want to talk about? The good old day in the USA.
What does that mean?
Oh, fuck, I'm tired.
What does that mean? What is that thing?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
What is that thing?
Okay. Well, I guess I'm the only one talking right now, so...
I'm here still.
Well, you're not talking! I think this is one of my videos, well, podcasts that doesn't really have a lot of profanity in it. Surprisingly.
Shit, fuck down.
Come, Mitch, suck a dick, motherfucker. I don't know what we're doing here.
I hope I don't get popcorn from that shit. It was good, though, whatever it was, so I coughed.
Yeah?
I wasn't used to it.
Oh, that smells good. What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that smells good.
Don't try it.
Don't try it. It tastes like ass.
Yeah, if you even cough, it's like the slightest bit. It tastes like ass. Don't try it.
How do you know what ass tastes like, JT?
Why don't you?
Why don't I? Because I don't eat ass.
It tastes like it smells, dude.
Smell crust, eat ass, skip crust. The fucking motto.
That's like the start of a rap song. Continue, Johnny, you gotta start rapping.
My name is Johnny and I don't know how to fucking rap. Rap.
Anyone can do better than that. Me?
Yeah.
Alright, give me a sec. Continue talking and in like 3 minutes I'll have something.
Three minutes? Fuck. Ratchet, bat shit, turtle, twat. What the fuck? We don't want your ass, banana. We don't want your ass, banana.
I gotta go with the flow, that's all you fucking know. I gotta put it on a show, I gotta beg fucking host, and that's all I got.
That's all you
it's
got.
It's better than yours, though.
Yeah, it's really
I came up with, like, four raps. You know, the shit fucked in, my back actually started to rap with that.
Shit fucked in.
Shit fucked in, the man, I got a plan, comes to exit, I don't fuck. Hold up, I gotta remember it. Shit fuck damn, I'm the man, pulled up with the grand slam. Factor cause I can, hit it cause I can. Hold up. Oh, I can't remember, hold up. I'll write it down and I'll bring it back tomorrow. That sound good?
Yeah.
So I can remember it.
Yeah.
So no judging yet, people.
We're not judging your rap skills.
Not yet, you'll see, they're better.
They're probably definitely better than ours.
Ask little David, he'll tell you. He couldn't even follow my words, I was going so fast. It'll be alright, we're not on the other part yet.
Yeah.
Just hold it up.
I can't rap worth a shit. I can kind of sing, but I don't like singing in front of people.
Oh, okay, I think I got it. Right. Here's like the first, like, half. It's a very short one. Shit, fuck, damn, I'm the motherfucking man. Get your ass in the van, hold up with the grand slam. It's time to execute my plan. Hit it cause I can't put up with the clock and then bam bam bam. I don't do this for the bands, I do it for the fans. I love to see them raise their hands when they open the stands. That's all I got.
That's good. I'm Johnny Gibson!
I told you it was better.
True.
That's your goal, come up with a song.
Come up with a rap?
Yeah.
I can't fucking rap.
Or a song.
Or a song.
It's gotta flow. Not now, do it tomorrow. Write it down and bring it back.
Oh, okay. Nah, I can't fucking rap at all.
I didn't say you had to rap. I'll do a rap. You can do like a whatever. What do you want to do?
I don't know.
You gotta do a song and then Trent will have to do a song.
Do I need music? Do I need backup dancers?
No.
Do I need go-go dancers in the back?
You just need the words.
Do I need Miley Cyrus descending on a wrecking ball in the background?
No. You just need the words.
The words? Fuck.
I don't have a beat for mine.
Hey, quit that shit over there.
We sat in the worst spot.
We sat in the worst spot ever. Co-workers are pulling around. Co-workers, oh fuck. Well, what are you gonna do when we get to the office?
Kill myself?
Yeah.
Sounds about right. Office, prison, same thing. Same shit happens.
Ah, yes, the life. The life of being us.
Yes. Pretty good. It's pretty good. It sucks. Especially if you're me and you have to deal with my mom. I broke into the room yesterday when I was home alone and I grabbed one of my books and I had to put it back before they came there. So like every time I heard a noise, I was like, shit. Like the FedEx truck pulled up and I was like, oh fuck, they're here. When like 3 hours earlier than they were supposed to.
Like getting a package earlier than what it said it would be. It's like,
no, it was fucking like dog spray. Like whenever you don't want to wash your dog and you're lazy, you just spray him with shit, rub it in.
Like the Biolage.
Yeah. Except it's supposed to smell like blueberry muffins. It doesn't, but it smells good though. Unless you're doing chemically enhanced radiated blueberry muffins.
True.
And it might sound somewhat similar, but alright, I think we're done for the day.
Alright.
Deuces. Adios. From Peter Parker.
Adios from Samurai Tony.
We're out.